members of the Real Silent Sam Coalition student group at UNC rallied in front of Silent Sam on Monday morning to mark University Day. Shelby Dawkins Law is a third-year PhD student at Carolina who also received her undergrad and graduate degrees from UNC. She's also a member of the Real Silent Sam Coalition. She says more of the history of the memorial to the Confederacy needs to be told to the students.
If they're willing to leave it here, then be as open and honest and really make it about history. If it's really about history, then it should be about all of the history, not just the fact that they put it here, but the fact that it was put here to scare people off.
Silent Sam, which was erected in 1913, has been a point of contention recently as discussions have been held about monuments and memorials on campus, discussions that ultimately led to the changing of the name of Saunders Hall to Carolina Hall. The building's former namesake, William L. Saunders, was purportedly the leader of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina and was Secretary of State after serving as a colonel in the Confederate Army in the Civil War. Dawkins Law says that when she first came to the UNC campus from her native Washington, D.C., she felt comfortable on campus, but she now concedes that was because she did not know the context of some building names and monuments that honored members of the Carolina community with ties to the Confederacy. She says the Unsung Founders Memorial, which was donated by the class of 2002 to honor the slaves who literally built the university buildings and sits just feet away from Silent Sam, does not go far enough to honor them.
When I found out about the Unsung Founders Memorial and what it represented, and I saw people sitting on it, eating at it, you know, resting their feet on it, all that sort of stuff, I had a serious problem with it.
The Real Silent Sam Coalition is calling for the removal of the Silent Sam statue, but that mission was made more difficult earlier this year when the North Carolina General Assembly passed legislation that makes it more difficult to remove Confederate monuments from state grounds. UNC has commissioned a History and Curation Committee to evaluate methods to educate members of the Carolina community as to the entire history of Silent Sam and other portions of the Chapel Hill campus with a checkered past. Dawkins Law does not believe this committee will have a major impact.
No, absolutely not. I mean, just no. It just won't. It won't be enough. And the reason why I felt comfortable to begin with is because I was recruited here by the diversity office. And at the time, also, university was 14% black. It's now 9%, and it is noticeable.
She went on to say that as the number of African Americans on campus drops, the campus becomes less and less friendly to black students. That History and Curation Committee is scheduled to present recommendations to the UNC Board of Trustees at an upcoming meeting. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.